Today, a bonus episode. Datto has filed for IPO. What are the implications? What's it mean? And what's the key issue at stake? This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. This week, Datto filed for their IPO. They intend to go public, raise a bunch of money. They've made a bunch of statements about the market, about their position in it, and the like. There are pundits talking about the validation of the market, how important this is for the managed services space, etc. As I've said on the podcast, I don't care about any of this. I don't actually think this is good for partners. Short term, this is bad for Datto customers. Why? Because Datto will enter the quiet period. Before an IPO, and through 40 days after, the company does an embargo on promotional publicity. This is the law. No forecasts, no opinions, and oftentimes, no roadmap. So communication will get actively worse. Nobody likes to talk about this. This isn't the part that bothers me. Every company always said going public will be great for their customers. And a provider can't blame them for this move. It's not that they've ever hid this intent. You know what really bothers me? The stock ticker choice. The company is going with MSP. This is trying to be really clever. There's a legacy of clever stock symbol choices. Salesforce is CRM. They sell a CRM. Harley Davidson is HOG. That one? That's awesome. Molson Coors is TAP. Not my beer choice in general, but I can appreciate the clever nature of it. Each one of these links its product directly to the stock ticker, owning positioning by naming what they are. Now, Datto with MSP. The S1 filing is very glowing about their partners, and I believe that's genuine. I do believe the company does understand MSPs, and I do believe their leadership is focused on their customers as MSPs. Unlike those other clever names which speak to their own products, Datto is saying to the world, we are MSPs. Think about the parallels. Salesforce is CRM. Harley is Hogs. And now, Datto is MSPs. Every time the market will look to understand MSPs, to talk to them, to interview someone about them, Datto is stepping in on that. They are saying to the market, just like Salesforce's CRM, like Harley's Hogs, that Datto is MSPs. No, Datto doesn't get to do that. The company doesn't own that moniker, and the company should get to tell the market it represents the space or speaks for all that are managed services provided. MSP is a term that's already overloaded and not well understood. Then Datto will position itself as the MSP company with this choice. No, Datto is misrepresenting itself to the world. Now, you may be thinking I'm being super petty, but I want you to think about what's at stake here. Every Google search for MSP points to Datto. Every inquiry about managed services results in Datto. Any investor inquiry, every market analysis, every customer search, every consideration of what an MSP is, now has all roads leading to Datto, the publicly traded company with the stock ticker name. It's a brilliant hijacking of their partner's value. That's why it's not a small deal. Datto's message is that it cares about partners so much. Well, don't misrepresent who the company is to the market. Datto is not MSP. That's really arrogant, but it also misrepresents. And that positioning looks to take value off the back of Datto's customers in a way where those valued partners do not benefit from, and more importantly, diminishes partners, much less those that don't do business with that. Datto is telling the market it is MSP, and that's good for Datto. It's not good for those who actually sell Datto services, those partners being praised. It actually takes away value from those the company called heroes. I'll note, though, saying this is market validation to the press are those who stand to make money on their own IPOs or being purchased by an investor. This isn't even real market validation. The number of U.S. public companies has dropped 50% since 1996 until 2016, from over 7,000 to just 3,800. Worried about that being the dot-com boom? It's still down one-third relative to 1972. That smaller sample size is also not connected to the actual economy. The stock market is completely disconnected from the actual economy. Record highs when unemployment is at record highs. Consumer confidence is awful. So sure, a group of investors, also known as gamblers, will actually probably do really well with this IPO. The IPO market is expected to be really hot for those who get out, particularly as whole industry frozen. You won't be seeing any travel or hospitality IPOs this year, and anyone who can launch will benefit from the market conditions. There are those with money looking for a place to put it. Capital is not the problem. This move says little to nothing about the SMB market or about technology in general. It says investors finding good time makes some money. Those partners being praised the filing, they aren't benefiting from the financial windfall of IPO, nor will they benefit when this one vendor starts representing them in the market and will actually lose value as you redirect to Datto and away from them. So don't trade on partners' name, on their hard work. It's wrong. Datto investors are going to make a pile of money. It's wrong to juice more out of that fruit on the identity of your so-called partners to give to your investors. In the filing, CEO Tim Weller thanks Datto partners and says, quote, "Our success depends on your success." Cashing in on partners' success by assuming their identity is gross, and it diminishes them for investor gain. Tim personally made over $11 billion in compensation in the last 2 years, which is more than double what 93% of solution providers make in revenue, not what those hardworking entrepreneurs took home. Datto's investors will make plenty. Don't be greedy. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Datto, you are not MSP. Try again. Partners, you actually get to choose here. This isn't a done deal. You can let them have this value you built, or you can tell them what you think. Palantir refiled its S1 multiple times with significant changes. This isn't a done deal. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. If you agree with this editorial, this is the episode to share. Make sure to let your colleagues know and share this episode of The Business of Tech. You can make a difference and let them know how you feel. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.